have a cough, which is excellent.
Wonderful.
I have cured myself.
Shout out.
And I just coughed.
Oh, no. Shout out to Believe for helping us with that, because that was, I don't know how to do those.
I was coughing quite prominently over everything you said.
That is totally fine. Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome back to another episode of Everything Sucks, Drink Wine.
I'm Vi.
I'm Aria. And we don't know what episode number this is, so we're not going to try.
I was literally just about to try, but I think it's episode 8. I just think. Mm. And like, this is the first time I've ever been like, I have a feeling. Okay. So
I would trust you because I am clueless. I definitely feel like we are in the single digits for sure. Mm-hmm. We're certainly single digits, but I don't know where.
Yeah, somewhere. I think it's 8, but regardless. Hey, what's up, guys? Okay, I don't know if we're going to – okay, so we've been a little bit behind. We haven't put out clips for the last episode yet.
Sorry about that. We'll get those out. We will get those out.
But I'm really hoping that episode is doing well because, like, I feel like it's so – I love talking about reality TV. So, like, if those episodes do well, like, shit, I will do that for every single one of them.
Literally, we watch so much reality TV, it's not good for us. But I've been so freaking behind on The Bachelor. Like, I just have not been remembering to watch Monday nights at 8. Like, I'll end up watching it on, like, Wednesday or Thursday. And then it's too late to talk about it because everyone knows. And then I have to, like, stay off social media for, like, those days until I see it because I don't want any spoilers. Those spoilers are speedy. Like, literally during the show, spoilers are out.
Dude, I really think, like, this season is going by so fast for some odd reason. Maybe it's just because I didn't watch the beginning and, like, I've caught up now. Like, I started watching yesterday's episode, like, earlier today on Hulu because I don't have cable on that. it's so speed. Like, literally this woman went from having, like, I think it was, like, 12 men to dropping, like, a whole bunch and, like, had, like, I think it's, like, 7 – and then there's hometowns next week. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, when she started talking about hometowns, I was like, huh? I don't even know everyone's names yet. I'm still working on that.
That's literally, bro. Like, when she dropped hometowns, I was like, okay, this is them dropping – this is India dropping the boards on 8th graders. Like, relax. Like, it's like, not
calm
yet.
Down.
And I'm like, holy shit, it's literally now. Like, Mimora's hometowns is literally next week. It's so fast.
I can't believe that. Oh, no. Hometowns is next week. I wanted to do an episode on The Bachelor before Hometowns, but I guess we can't do that now because that would have been this week.
Oh, hey. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't put this in the universe, but if we're feeling up to it, we could do a bonus episode. Maybe it'll be out. Maybe it won't be out.
The bitches who don't even post clips. Yeah, there'll be a bonus episode.
Hell yeah. We do so much extra work above and beyond.
Yeah. If not, we can totally get it in before Fantasy Suites, right? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, we got it. Like, I think it'll be fine. I almost have, like, okay, you haven't watched this week's episode at all, right?
Not at all.
But, like, I'm just fucking glad from last week's episode. I'm just fucking glad Hunter is gone. Fuck
me
that guy.
Too. I think the reason why this season is going by so quickly is because Katie just eliminates people left and right. She's like,
oh my gosh.
Nah, I don't fuck with you. Goodbye. And usually it feels so long and terrible because you're dragged through this like drama.
Oh my god.
And there just is none.
Cough, cough, Victoria. Cough, cough. Fuck her.
Oh my god.
God.
Apparently she's like 100% going to be on Paradise now. My friend said that she heard that's going to happen.
That is so sad. Like, actually so sad.
I don't know. I feel like Paradise, she could thrive because then she could get attention from lots of people.
But she's not real. I don't think Victoria exists. I straight up, like, my theory still stands that she is an actor. She's a paid actor.
What if she's going to be a paid actor again?
Get that back, sis. Get that back. Like, holy shit, that doesn't even make sense. Why would they have, like, a terrible human being? Like, it would make sense for MJ and, like, Serena to be on. Not Serena, not good Serena. I mean, like...
Oh, flight attendant Serena.
Eyelashes Serena.
Eyelashes
Serena. But, yeah, I feel like those two, they make a lot more sense on Paradise. But, like, Victoria...
Really? I wonder who else is going to be on it from that season. I feel like that whole season was such a such an eclectic group of people.
I have no idea.
Kit will probably not be on Paradise. I think she's done with it. She got her social media fame. She's good to go.
Oh, 1,000%. I still follow her because, like, so I really very much thought I was going to have, like, a Kit wardrobe phase. Like, and, like, I do kind of, like, I've got stuff that, like, feels more, like, fruity, girly, whatever. Not fruity, sorry. That's not the word. Not fruity. Kit does not dress fruity. But
just imagine you're like cherry print.
No, dude, I'm fruity like gay.
Oh. I straight up thought like fruits.
No.
Like literal fruits on her wardrobe. I was thinking oh my god, like Harper from Wizards of Waverly Place. Oh, like, you know how she dressed in fruits?
Yeah.
That's what I thought of.
That's okay. Never mind. Okay. Neither of those, but whatever. It's like girly, like poofy sleeves, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I wear it, but it like almost makes me feel smaller than I actually am. Like, I think she like sort of capitalizes on being a small person, but like I don't like doing that. So, like, whenever I'm wearing those clothes, I'm like, I feel, like, short and tiny. Like, it's not cute. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I had, like, a very fleeting moment where I wanted to dress like Kit. And then, like, I don't know, I just don't like emphasizing my shoulders for some reason. Because they're so bony. Like, there's nothing great about them. There's nothing to look at there.
Same.
She's so I just prefer like downplaying that and then just like emphasizing other things.
I'm still on a hunt for a damn wardrobe, dude. Like, I don't know what the fuck like my style is. I just kind of wear clothes.
Yeah, I don't know. These days I've been really into like the bustier type tops. Like, I just feel like it adds a little something.
I love that.
Like, because they're like casual. They're not just like, oh, look, I also don't have boobs to be like, oh, look at my boobs or anything. Like, that's not possible. But I feel like it just makes it look like I've done something extra, even though I'm only wearing a tank top and jeans.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I feel that. I'll dabble in some of that, too. Dude, yeah. So, what I was saying, like, I still follow her on Instagram and stuff. But, like, I feel like I do this thing. I follow a lot of, like, reality TV people on Instagram and then give it, like, 6 months and I won't. Same thing with, like, Emily from
Two Oh, Together. Are you following Emily?
That's how I knew. That's how I knew that the couples were still alive.
I knew because Instagram works too hard and my whole entire, like, media feed, like, you know, the second tab? That was all just Too Hot to Handle. It's, like, mix of Too Hot to Handle and Bachelor. That's all it is. Used to be Avatar, and now it's just Too Hot to Handle. Bro,
same. It used to be Avatar so much for me. I kind of want that back because I was learning so much shit about the damn series.
Literally, because of Instagram and like TikTok, because I was on Avatar like realm for a long time, I just know too much about it, and it makes me seem like I'm like an Avatar geek when I'm like literally not. Like, it's just on my social media.
That's so funny. But yeah, no, right now my explore page is 100% like a lot of Friends for some, I don't know why. I feel like when I get bored I watch Friends clips. Like,
oh, Friends like the TV show.
Yeah.
Meant like your friends, and I'm like, that's like nice.
There's no way Instagram does not do that anymore.
I was like, that's really nice if you get to see your friends on Instagram, because I don't.
I haven't seen a friend's photo in forever. The only reason I know what any of them are doing is because of stories.
Yeah, I feel like I only look at stories these days. I barely scroll in my actual feed. Mm-hmm. Or when I do, it's very, like, mindless because my thumb is just doing whatever and I'm not paying attention.
No, exactly. But, yeah, no, okay. Melinda Peter blew my fucking mind.
Dude, that was the first couple that I saw, and I saw it before we had finished the season, and I was like, what is this?
Who did this?
And then that's why I was just like, oh, so her and Marvin don't make it, and that's why I was like low-key not rooting for them to win, because I knew they weren't going to end up together, but it's fine, Marvin.
Okay. I don't think he should have won the damn money.
Maybe it's the pessimist in me, but I don't think it was authentic. What do you mean they went from like hating each other and playing each other to like being like, oh my God, I love you. Like, we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. What? This is great. We have no problems. And I'm like, that's great if that actually happened, but did it actually happen?
Day? That just like, I completely agree. It was like they like had sex and then suddenly they were like, I'm enlightened actually, and like I am in love with you. What the no
it was enlightening sex, I guess.
What the hell.
I feel like they kind of had to, otherwise the crew would like hate them. Yeah, right, like all their friends would hate them if yeah they had, like blew what, like $20,000, and then they came out of it the same dum-dums.
Yeah, no, it's just so stupid. That and like, okay, Cam Emily, I'm so happy about, but like,
me too,
bro. I'm like, the whole Cam and what's her name, Tabitha situation.
Oh my god, I forgot about Tabitha.
Pissed me the fuck off. I'm so still mad about it because
I know. Was it in like either the same episode or the next episode? He asked her to be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're about to get into the shower with a different woman.
I'm literally so livid about that still. Because, like, so that was the night before. And then the next night, he told her about it. And then in the same fucking conversation, asked her to be his girlfriend. This girl was like, oh, I'm so sad. Hell yeah, I'll be your girl. What the fuck?
I don't even understand. If I was Emily, I'd be going through, like, so many emotions. I'd be like, I can't even give you an answer right now. Talk to me in 3 to 5 business days. I gotta go.
I'm like, whatever. I'm just glad they're still together and they seem
they're cute good, though. Yeah. I would have been kind of happy if they won because, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, you could see like actual struggles with them. Like, it yeah. wasn't just like roses and
guns and roses. I don't know. Whatever.
Roses and beaches, but that's not any combination.
Butterflies is definitely one of them. Flowers and butterflies? Whatever. It's not just
I don't know.
Rosy peaches. Yeah. But yeah, no.
But
whatever. I'm just happy for them. Carly, yeah. Joey, though.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did not expect that. That one threw me for a loop almost as much as Melinda and Peter did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Carly, Joey being together still does not. Also, Carly has 1 million followers on Instagram.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was she like an influencer before she became too hot to handle?
I don't know. Because, like, it would make more sense like that. But, like, what is the reason that Carly would have the most followers out of all of them? Like, I thought it would be.
I feel like she did get a lot of screen time.
Yeah.
Like, she was, like, you know how, like, Cam and Emily were, like, mainly at the beginning and, like, Marvin and Melinda were, like, mainly at the end? I feel like Carly had, like, a consistent amount of screen time.
That's true.
Yeah, or maybe people just like her. I don't know.
She's saucy. She's got stuff going on. What's her name? Christina Robert is still together. That's a whole
that was one. Flabbergasting. I mean, good for them, honestly. Like, this show, I guess, actually works. Question mark.
I'm like, great, but I very much thought Christina just coupled up with him to get through the show.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
I really thought they were just like, default. Let's just do
this. Yeah. Like, I was like, what?
Because everyone else was like involved to a certain degree. You'd be stepping on toes.
Exactly. So, like, she probably just chose the available one. But for them to still be together, also, like, they're not very much each other's types.
Yeah.
But, like,
and at least, like, you couldn't really tell on screen, but it didn't really seem like they had much to talk about. I don't know, maybe they just didn't show them talking, but like it didn't really, I don't know, I didn't get a vibe there.
Yeah, me neither. But they posted a 6-month thing.
That's crazy. Good for them.
So, congratulations, Christina. Robert. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's we're gonna wrap it up on Too Hot to Handle now, because Bubby and I can clearly go on for days, and we don't need a Too Hot to Handle Doesn't Suck Part 2.
No, I completely agree. I hope they come out with another season. Please wait while I pull up the wine of the episode before we move on to the topic, which we're actually doing today.
Yes, okay. I know last time we said we were gonna do this topic, but this time we're actually doing it.
Okay. So the wine of the episode, Bubby, today is called, it's the red blend from Silk and Spice Vineyards. Ooh. It, according to Vivino, there's a lot of good things to say about it. It says, great value for money. Similar wines cost nearly 2 times as much. Wow. And we're talking, this bottle on Vivino right now, it says $11.95. So, you guys.
That's a steal.
It's a steal. Among the top 2% of wines in the world.
Wow.
You heard me, bitches. Okay. So they're saying it's like very bold, kind of in the middle of a smooth and tannic, a three out of 10 in terms of dry to sweet, and a 5 out of 10 in terms of soft to acidic. I was getting a lot of like, it's like sweet, like you would expect it to be sweet.
Sweet.
Okay, you would very much expect this to be sweet, but it's not, and that's a good thing. I like it. It's good. It just needs air time. Like, you need to, like, decant it if you have a decanter at home. Ooh. I do not. So what I do is I pour myself a glass of wine, like, 20 minutes before I drink it. That's what I did today. Mm-hmm. And it's – sorry. Okay, also I'm getting, like, text messages, and I forgot to put my phone on silent. But, yeah, so that's what I did, and that it is delicious. So – highly recommend getting this one. I don't know where you would buy it. I got it from – you guys remember Wine Still Sold Out? If you're a true OG fan, do you remember that at all? Because that's who gave
this. That's where this is from.
Thank you. Thank you, Wine Still Sold Out. But, yeah. Okay. I went on a huge ramble.
Anyway, we're getting back into the topic. Clearly, yes. Bubby and I are trying very hard not to have to edit this episode, but who knows? Who knows? Things don't seem to be going very well.
Nothing goes well ever, but it's okay. I kind of like the organic episodes.
I don't know, maybe they'll like hearing our thought process. Yeah. It's a little weird.
Very strange. This would make more sense in YouTube format. We should eventually get to doing that. If it will happen.
It will happen. There's just that one technical difficulty that I just can't seem to get across in, like, any video. No, you're fine. Don't understand.
We'll figure it out. Okay. So, as you can tell from the title of this episode, we're actually doing the people-pleasing episode to please you guys.
Yeah. All right. So, if you guys have been around for, I don't know, maybe what was it, season 1, when we had my friend Kirthi on, we did a Confrontation Sucks Drink Wine episode. During that episode, we disclosed that Bubby and I are absolutely terrible at any type of confrontation, and it's because we are people pleasers. So, we are very much equipped for this episode.
Oh, 1,000%, dude. I will do – okay, like, again, like we said in that episode, we'll do anything to avoid confrontation. We'll do anything to be liked by people. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was worse when we were younger. It's less bad now because we've grown. But it's still pretty bad. So we're going to tell
you – I think it is a little bit embedded into our personalities, but we are getting better at, like, checking ourselves when I'm like – if I'm ever like, I'm having a terrible time, why am I doing this? It's generally because someone else wanted to do it and I didn't want to tell them no.
No, completely. But it's also like, I think people please, okay, I guess to start, people pleasing in itself is like, I have like a definition down, okay?
Let's read it.
A people pleaser is typically someone everyone considers helpful and kind. I feel like that's like the very like positive way to say that.
Yes.
And there's definitely a negative connotation to it. And like,
I feel like people pleasers are generally taken advantage of a lot. Mm-hmm. And they're usually the people in the friend group who you're like, oh, they'll go along with anything. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I almost think, like, on the positive note, this is the friend that will, like, if someone has to, like, tie their shoe while walking, they will wait for them. Like, this is that friend. Mm-hmm. But this is also the friend that's, like, if you are, like, 40 minutes late to something, they're not going to say much to you. They're just, like, they're just going to, like,
let it go. No worries.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself for this because, bro, this is me 1,000%. And like, will profusely apologize if I'm even like 10 minutes late. I literally.
Oh my God. If I'm even like thinking, if I'm like leaving the house like 5 minutes late, I'm like, look, I'm so sorry. Like, this happened. And I'm the kind of person who can't just say, like, no without giving an explanation. I have to justify why I'm saying no. But no, I never justify why I'm saying yes. So why should I justify why I'm saying no?
It doesn't make sense. No, completely. Okay, okay. So I'm trying to look through our notes and try to figure out what the hell we mean by half.
Oh, yeah. We made this outline last week. And clearly we never got to it. So Bobby and I are trying to navigate our last week minds.
Okay, okay. Navigating back to my last week mind, I kind of understand, like, so I was like, okay, I feel like TikTok goes through a lot of like psychology phases. There was like the gaslighting phase, and there was like the manipulative phase, and then now there's the narcissistic phase. I don't know if you've seen the same thing. Like, they'll literally, like, every like mental health creator will put out the same shit on one topic, but I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, sorry. I was, but I thought you were going to say something.
Bro, okay. This episode, we're just going to put it out. They have,
you know,
to know.
Enjoy the chaos.
Enjoy the fucking chaos. Okay,
I'm also extremely sleep deprived these past couple weeks. I don't think I ever fully recovered from 3-hour time difference. I'm still trying to find my sleep cycle back. Shit is fucked up. Oh, I also came back on a Monday, which means I had to do a whole week of work, and then the weekend I had stuff to do every morning, so I didn't get to sleep in. So now I'm like week 2 sleep deprived.
Oh my gosh, it's the worst. No, yeah, okay, okay, okay. Sorry, before I lose my
tangent.
Thought. So TikTok now, and for me on my For You page, is on like a narcissism like tell all. Okay, and so like I am seeing that like people pleasing could very much be the product of like narcissistic parents, and like I know that we might not come from those backgrounds, but like I've like narcissistic parents obviously make things like very much about themselves, right? So like you as a child, like it's not your parents attending to your emotional needs, it's like you attending to your parents' emotional needs, and like I was gonna say, like, not gonna lie, like my mom has like pulled some of that before, and like I mean like it's stopped now, and like I'm sure like she's been self-aware about it, so thank goodness. I wouldn't at all classify her as a narcissist, but like it's like maybe it's like an immigrant thing that like we don't want to stir the pot too much.
I think like I do agree, like it is kind of to a certain degree an immigrant thing, but I think there's like multiple layers that come with that. I guess when it comes to like people pleasing in terms of society, it's because they're like, our parents still think this country is like foreign, right? Like they don't feel fully comfortable here, so they don't want to stir the pot because they don't want to like do anything that would like upset anyone, and like anything happened, I don't know, like that's probably like a fear. But then I also think like people pleasing like within the family is also a big thing, because I feel like all immigrant families are always just like, family is everything. Everyone, no one else matters but your family. Like, friends will go, but your family is there. So, like, they instill this, like, literal, like, necessity for family. So that it's like, you can't lose them. No matter what happens, like, you have to keep them happy.
That's so
because
true.
They're all you have.
That's a really good point. I've heard that a lot. Like, friends will come and go, but, like, you can't, like,
yeah, like, every brown parent spits that out anytime. Like, it's, like, your friend versus them or something. Like, it's always just, like, family first. And I get it. Like, family's very important. I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah.
Friends are important, too. Like, good balance between everything is good.
I know. No, okay. So maybe that's where it comes from, because I very much was the child that was, like, scared of my parents. I was like scared of disappointing them, and like still am, like I'm very scared of disappointing them, and like it like hurts me every time like I even come close to it. But like it's not like at that point it's like not even about me making like being in a dangerous situation like or anything, like me making a mistake or anything. It's more about like, oh, what is my parents gonna do? What are my parents gonna say? Like
the fear is always just like based off of their reaction more than the actual reality, because I feel like, I don't know, most people are, like, pretty confident that they'll be able to navigate any situation that they're thrown in, like, some way, somehow.
Yeah.
Like, I'll figure it out. Like, I'm not, like, I want to continue living my life, so I'm going to figure out a way to continue living my life.
Completely.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm always most scared about, like, how my parents will react to something. And I'm not ever really worried about them being angry as so much like disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they're ever disappointed, it would ruin me. I don't really care if they get angry because they'll be angry for 5 minutes and get over it.
No, exactly. I just like, I also have a very irrational fear of disappointing my parents. And I feel like that almost, I think it used to bleed into my relationships. It doesn't now, and I'm really proud to say that. But like, I remember in like previous relationships, and I'm sure you do too, like there's a lot, I compromised a lot.
Yeah.
And for what? Like, and it was just because like, I don't want to stir the pot. Like, I don't want to be the reason that be difficult. Like, what is it wrong with, what is wrong with being a high maintenance person? Like,
yeah, why is that? And also, why is high maintenance only ever referred to in terms women. Of women? I know I'm bringing this back to men suck drink wine, but like, everything comes back to fucking men suck drink wine. I feel like people pleasing is also a big thing in just like women. I feel like most women, I don't know the actual statistics, so don't call me on this, but I feel like more women would be people pleasers than men. I feel like 100%. Men are kind of like raised, especially like Indian sons, like from what I know, like they don't really care about what like other people, like their peers, like would worry as much as like women do. I just feel like Indian sons are just like raised to like be like egotistic.
Oh yeah.
And then when you are that way, you're not going to be worried about like people pleasing because you don't care. You only care about pleasing yourself, which is a good thing to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Which I wish like that was the way that we did it, because it's almost like, oh my God, another whole thing. Like again, like this is maybe like even further like a woman of color thing. Like when it comes to like job opportunities and like negotiating, even for that, that's it, there's so much of like a be grateful for what you have. Like you've gotten such an amazing opportunity. Like this is so great. Like, and like I have found myself like having these conversations with my mom and my dad, and like both of them react differently to like this previous job that I just got. Like they were figuring out, we were figuring out, like we're in salary talks and stuff like that. I gave them a number, but I was like, that is my bare minimum. Like I can't go lower than that. And like they gave me a number, and I was talking to my parents about like how I want to go back with it, like go back with another one and find if they're going to meet me in the middle somewhere. And like my dad's like, yeah, just send the email, like whatever, just like say it, just don't think about it too much, like tell, ask someone for what you want, whatever. My mom was like, why are you saying all that? Like, don't worry, they've given you this much, right? Like you should just keep it. Don't do too much. You don't want to. I'm like, what are they going to do? Take away the job offer? Like, I was like, mother, I understand that, like, I think, like, women of color come from are the previous generation have this fear of, like, okay, we're finally being able to, like, enter the workforce, no issues. I don't want to cause a further problem.
Right. I get that. Yeah. Especially because, like, for, like, them, it's just, like, the fact that they're even allowed to work and, like, because, like, that wasn't fully normalized. Like, I know a lot of, like, my friends' moms are like housewives and stuff, and it's like it wasn't like, it is normal for moms to work, but it's also very normal for them not to work, so like it's just like kind of weird. Whereas now it's like, obviously I'm gonna work, like you can't live in this country if two people aren't working.
Oh my gosh.
But like I guess it's our job to kind of like pave the way for it to be normalized for women to also just be like, no, I don't know, like I just want to like live my career as if I was a white man. You know what I mean? Like, whoa. I want the audacity of a white man.
I swear to God, like it's so bad because I very much am like, I suck at advocating for myself, and like the fact that I've like even made it this far in my career without being a good advocate for myself is like a great like telling point to like the great people that I work with, because they're like honest and kind and like care for my efforts. But like imagine if I worked in like a shit environment, like I would have not moved, I would have been like stuck where I was. But like I have this like motto that I've had for like the past year now. It's like, what would the white guy do?
I was literally gonna say that whenever I send like an email where I need to be stern, and then obviously I want to like smooth the blow or whatever, like I want to make it seem as like nice and not problematic as possible, but then I'm like, this is my freaking job, like I need to do this, like I don't, it doesn't matter if they like me or if they don't, like a white man wouldn't care, send this email like a white man. And then I'm like, okay
bro, that's what it is. I think that's like the weirdest thing, that like us counteracting our people pleasing is channeling our inner Chad. Like,
yeah, like literally weird. This has really nothing that much to do with people pleasing, but like I just hate the fact that like the solution to all of this is to be like less like embody less like feminine characteristics. Oh, like, yeah, don't be so sweet in your emos. Be an asshole. And I'm like, why is that the problem? Why can't you just respect kindness? Why is that like not an option?
That's like a whole nother topic that is like very real. Like, what is the problem with putting a smiley face in your day of emo? Like,
yeah, wouldn't you rather receive a smiley face than a K period?
Stupid. Bro, I literally like, okay, I feel like so much of this relates to work. That's like the funniest thing. Like,
I think this is where people pleasing pisses me off the most, is because I'm literally only doing it to please someone. Within like friends and family and stuff, I don't mind doing people pleasing stuff because I actually care about the happiness of the other people.
Exactly.
I don't give a shit, no offense to anyone, but I don't really care. But I like really don't care if my coworkers are like happy with my decisions, because as long as the job is being done, that's all I care about and that's all they should care about.
Oh, 1000%. Like, I fully agree with you. It's just like weird. I don't know. I like the fact that we're finally getting to a point where I can like speak up and like whatever. I'm like not always a people pleaser, but it took me a long fucking time to get here. And it's just like because of like this, like, I don't know, just because of like societal norms, maybe. I almost thought it was just us. But like it almost takes like a whole nother thread of like self reflection and like a whole time, like era of self-reflection for you to finally get over it.
Yeah.
And then it's a society thing. Like, I don't know a lot of women, especially women of color, that like would be comfortable stirring the pot. Like, okay, weird reference. I saw this in the trailer for Never Have I Ever, like one of the trailers for Never Have I Ever season 2.
Wait, don't tell me anything that would be spoiler, because I'm having a binge night later this weekend.
Oh, okay. No, I'm like literally I'm halfway through episode 2. So okay. Like
not much would be spoiled.
I have no idea where this clip comes from, but it's somewhere. I saw it somewhere, either on TikTok or on Instagram, somewhere like that. And it was like Kamala, and she is in a lab, and like she,
oh wait, I saw this on TikTok.
Right. So she's like, I don't know what exactly. Like, I watched season like episode 2 now, so like I kind of know what it might be the issue. But like there's an issue.
Wasn't she like trying to get her name on the paper or something like that?
Something like that. She basically wants to talk to like the lab director, and like or like wants to go like interact with the lab director. But there's a guy. There's like. That was a person in the middle, like the lab director's right-hand man, who is now her, like, coach, her mentor, and that he doesn't let her. So she's talking to her boyfriend, and she's like,
oh, wait, I didn't see the scene then.
Okay. She's like, I'm going to talk directly to him. And he's like, are you sure? Like, are you sure you want to do that? You're pretty early in your, like, career. He's like, just get through this rotation. It'll be fine. Like, don't complain about anything right now. Like, you just need to like not stand out negatively and stuff like that. I'm like, and I understand, like, the thing is also like, you know that Prashant, like her boyfriend in this show, means well.
Yeah. I think it's also like just more of the mentality of like, I want to survive this, not like I want to succeed in this.
Yeah.
There's a difference, because like if you just want to like make it by, not stir any pots, like just keep your head down, get the work done and move on, like you totally can, and like that's not necessarily a bad thing if your end goal is to just like keep an income. But if you want to like, I don't know, like climb the corporate ladder, you're gonna have to stir some pots.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how you show leadership skills, is whenever there's like some type of like conflict. I'm not saying go create conflict, but if you run across a conflict, you should be able to like present an opinion and a solution like confidently, because that's what leaders do, and that's eventually what's going to get you ahead. So I don't know. I guess it's just like a difference in mentality of like how you view the situation. Like, do you view it as an opportunity or do you view it as a problem?
True. That is very, very true. Okay. So with that said, with all of these scenarios laid out, what do we think like is a good way? And like, I feel like this could be this is an advice section for like us as well. Oh, yeah. And also, okay, before we forget, I kind of want to talk about this too. there was a question that was that one of our viewers had, and I want to do it in a question of the day, but I almost like, or sorry, in like a Q&A, but I think it fits almost well. Like, and it's like weird. Okay. So the question, I'll try to find it. If I can't find it, it basically was saying that, like, how do you ask a girl politely for nudes? I hope I'm right. Wait, hold on.
I think that was it.
Yeah. How do you politely ask for nudes when you're in the talking stage without making them feel like an object? And like, the reason I want to talk about this, because like, also sending nudes is very much like, I've seen it being a people pleasing thing.
Like, yeah, I think, at least for me, like most of the times when I've like seen it occur, it's been in a very people pleasing context.
Yeah, it's just like
almost, I want to say 100% of the time I've seen it happen has been in a people pleasing context. But I'm not saying it has to be, but my personal experiences with what I've seen,
I've seen it people-pleasing context. A lot with that too, and I think like even like, I wouldn't say, well, every time I've been asked, I've been, like, very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wouldn't do it. But, like, I understand when women do, and, like, more power to them. Like, you're super, like, it's great, like, that you're, like, appreciating your body like that. But, like, are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for the guy? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I couldn't answer the question.
Okay, but, like, okay, I guess, like, for our viewer, how would we, excuse me.
Oh, I guess how I would answer that question would be to definitely, like, kind of, like, suss out what her vibe is. Is she the kind of person who you think is really comfortable with her, like, body and her sexuality? Or is she someone who's more reserved? If she's more reserved, don't ask her. You're just going to make her uncomfortable. But if she seems that she's, like, more open to it, then tread lightly. Kind of, like, test the water, see what it is. Because the last thing you would do is creep her out. And then if she gets the ick, you're screwed. You're not going to come back from that.
Yeah.
There's no bouncing back from a nick. I'm sorry. It's game over for you.
No, I completely agree. Okay.
Especially because you said early talking stage, right? Like, that's when she's deciding, are you, like, should I continue talking to this person or no?
He said,
so you want to be careful.
When you're in the talking stage.
Okay, so, like, talking, I don't know. It also depends on where in the talking stage you are.
Yeah. Okay, I would very much say ask in person, and like the way you would ask in person is like, hey, like, when you're away, do you have like any
content
that you can provide? And just like,
or maybe like ask if she's into that first. Don't be like, hey, can you send this to me? Be like, hey, is this something that you generally do?
Yeah,
like, what is, just ask her.
Yeah, maybe if it's like, does she do it for herself? And in that case, like, that's almost safer. Like, if she's already comfortable taking these photos, like, it's different. But yeah, be careful. Women are people pleasers. They will send it to you and they totally regret it, and you don't want that.
Yeah. Tread lightly and don't be pushy. That's my advice.
Good advice. Okay. And advice for the people pleasers that are our listeners.
Live your life like a white man.
What would Chad do? What would white boy do?
Literally, you catch yourself in a situation where you feel like you're going to be a people pleaser. Just consider it. What do I gain? What do I not? And what would Chad do?
What would Chad do? If something bothers you, dude, talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, this goes back to the confrontation socks, but like,
All confrontation has to be scary is what I've learned, because I'm friends with a butt ton of people pleasers. Like, I feel like we attract each other because it's safe. But
don't argue at all.
That's why our confrontations aren't bad, because all of us are just like, enter the situation being like, I want a solution from this. I'm not trying to stir pots. I just want to fix this because it's something that's been bothering us. So we need to find a solution.
Completely.
So like, you can get through confrontation in like a conversational tone. There doesn't need to be arguing. There doesn't need to be defensiveness. There doesn't need to be gaslighting. Have a very normal conversation and fix something. I think forcing yourself to confront people in a polite manner is step one.
I love that. Good. And step two is, what would Chad do? Or what would Chad do? Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any other words of advice you have, Bubsters?
No. I'm just kidding. My final takeaway is I literally need to like process this information for myself, because this is like the make or break in anyone's career, is like stopping being a people pleaser and working for yourself. And like,
yeah,
that fucking phrase, be Roman when in Rome. Fuck that. Fuck that.
No. Right. Don't be the Romans when you're in Rome.
Be yourself when you're in Rome. Be yourself when you're in New York. Be yourself when you're in Idaho. I don't care.
There's only one you.
Yeah, exactly. And,
yeah.
And yeah.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, man. Okay. If you can't tell, it is currently 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. And Ari and I are exhausted. But this was fun. This was a good episode. Very thought-provoking. Cool.
Hope it wasn't too all over the place for you guys to listen to, because we're not editing.
No. It's not going to happen. You're going to hear my sniffles. I don't know why I had like mid-episode sniffles now.
Oh, God. We're going through all the diseases on the pod, aren't we?
It's going to be terrible, but okay. Until next week, guys, thank you for listening to another episode.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. In the meantime, follow us on our social medias. It will be in the description. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to drop us a rating and a comment. Yes. And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.